What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Tuesday, June 27th, 2017, almost to the end of the month here, a week away from Independence Day. We'll be talking about that later in the week and probably on Monday as well. And a quick program note, as of right now, RBN will be broadcasting live on the 4th of July, Independence Day, with whatever's going on. And there's a lot of stuff going on out there. If you were watching corporate media, you'd probably think the most important story happening right now is the delay to the health care vote. The GOP cannot get enough people to support it, so the vote is being put off. The real breaking story, though, is much more alarming than that. And let me preface this by going back yesterday to the story that Seymour Hersh put on out, saying that intelligence agencies, the military on the ground, knew there was no chemical weapons attack at Idlib. There was a strike on an ammo dump, a legitimate military target. There was a little collateral damage, but there was no deliberate chemical weapon attack on the Syrian people by Bashar al-Assad. And it's amazing, given Seymour Hersh's reputation and his Pulitzer Prize, the corporate media just turned on him. Oh, he's a crank. He's a kook. He's the source of the fake news out there. And today we're finding out why they turned on him with such venom. Because the White House has come on out. Sean Spicer came on out basically saying that the White House has evidence that Bashar al-Assad is making preparations to launch more chemical weapons attacks against his own people. So Trump is doubling down on this nonsense. And Nikki Haley is up there at the United Nations saying, we're going to get Assad if he dares use chemical weapons on his people. Which tells you right there, why would Assad do that? He's winning the war. Okay, he's winning the war. Why would he do the one thing that would justify the U.S. coming on in and just declaring unrestricted war on Assad's government? And the answer, of course, is Assad isn't that stupid. This is another hoax. Saddam's nuclear weapons. Torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin. Spanish mine in Havana Harbor. On and on and on. How many more times do you have to be lied to until you're willing to stand up to the government and say, you're a bunch of liars, you are full of bovine excrement, and I'm not listening to you anymore? So Haley's up there at the United Nations, and she's extending the threat to Russia and Iran. In other words, the news story is coming on out that if Assad dares to gas his people again, we're going to hold Russia and Iran responsible because they're enabling Assad. And, of course, nobody's buying this. And frankly, as an American citizen, you ought to be feeling very insulted that they actually thought you were going to buy this. And over on Twitter, the Twitterverse is tearing Nikki Haley a new one, which she richly deserves. Now, here's where the story gets even murkier. Okay, we're seeing this story that came out of Oroz.com. U.S. defense officials have no idea where any of this came from, where this White House statement on possible Syrian chemical attack, where it came from. And the reason that is significant is because normally these kind of statements about potential military action and a response to an act of aggression or whatever are coordinated with the intelligence agencies and the Defense Department so that nobody is caught by surprise when a reporter asks a question. And in this case, it didn't happen. This is just coming out of the White House. And as Seymour Hersh revealed about Idlib, nobody else has any idea about any of this stuff. And remember, Syria did surrender all of their chemical weapons under UN inspection in a deal brokered by Vladimir Putin. So this is another big steaming pile of war-justifying bovine excrement here. Britain's already hopped on board. Their defense secretary, Sir Michael Fallon, is already out there saying, if Assad dares gas his people again, Great Britain will join the coalition and we'll go back into Syria and drop all kinds of bombs. Well, what they're telegraphing is there's going to be a false flag attack. Because Assad is not stupid. He's not going to do the one thing that is going to reverse the situation. And I'm seeing articles all over the place This one is in Sputnik News, saying the U.S. is getting ready to attack Syria amid this chemical weapons claim. Nobody's buying this. Damascus is saying, no, we don't have chemical weapons. We're not using chemical weapons. This is just completely made up out of fairy dust and whatever antidepressants they're taking there in the White House to try and reverse the U.S. fortunes in the war in Syria, because if the U.S.-backed terrorists get kicked out of Syria, it's going to be seen as the first major military defeat for the United States since Vietnam. And so you should be insulted. Somebody in the White House actually thinks you're going to buy this. Oh, yes, Assad is going to gas his people again. Of course, Assad is not going to gas his people again. He didn't gas them in the first place. He's winning the war. He's kicking the U.S.-backed terrorists out of his country. Why would he do the one thing that would allow the United States to say, well, we have a right to go on in there, and we're gonna blame Russia and Iran along with Syria, and the war will truly be on? Assad has many things. He's not stupid. They've been replaying this lie about Assad is gassing his own people, Assad is gassing his own people, Assad is gassing, for year after year after year, and it's never proven, and in some cases directly contradicted by the United Nations chemical weapons inspectors. Remember when they claimed Assad had gassed his own Alawite supporters right in front of the UN chemical weapons inspectors on the very day they arrived? And ultimately the UN chemical weapons said, no, it's the rebels. They're carrying out these attacks to frame on Bashar al-Assad. We're going to do a quick little shout-out to our on-air affiliates just now rejoining our network. And for those of you tuning in late, we're talking about this announcement from the White House, which apparently has no support or coordination with the Defense Department or the intelligence agencies, that they're convinced Assad is going to gas more of his own people, and therefore they're going to blame Assad and Russia and Iran. And it is insulting that they think anybody is going to believe this. Or maybe they just don't care anymore. This is our official story. We're going to war over the official story. And what are you going to do? Storm Capitol Hill with torches and pitchforks. All right, I'm going to take a phone call here. Steve in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, a little off topic, Mike, but I just want to ask you something about, I just saw in the news yesterday that Google got a $3 billion fine. And I wonder if this is a pattern we're going to see where states that are financially strapped and having a problem with their pension plans, that they're going to be trolling industries and trying to look for fine money. I'm just wondering if that's what's going on here.
Well, certainly that's a possibility. We know that in the abuses of civil forfeiture in our own country, police departments literally have people on staff who are looking for forfeiture opportunities. They're not going to go after something where, you know, some little shack in the backwoods. They're going after mansions. And there was a terrible tragedy out in California some years ago where there was this huge seaside home in Malibu that was worth millions of dollars. And the cops said, boy, if we can find just one marijuana plant on the property, we can take that house. And $5 million, boy, would that help our budget. And so they raided the place. The homeowner had no idea what was going on, tried to defend his house, was shot and killed. And ultimately, they did not, in fact, find any marijuana growing on the property. So that sort of thing does go on. In the case of Google, however, it looks like Google was sort of cheating by rigging their search results to favor their own comparison shopping website over the competition. And that was what they were fined for. So it looks more like Google was misbehaving. And we know Google misbehaves all the time. Rather than the country fining them just to try and bolster their own budget.
So where would that $3 billion go right now? When they pay the fine out, where would that go?
Yeah, well, it goes into the treasury of the country. So, yes, they're going to benefit from it. There might be some partial restitution to the original claimants as well.
Interesting. Very interesting. Hey, thanks, Michael.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go, Steve, here. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Now then, a spokesman for the Kremlin is saying that Putin and Trump will meet in Hamburg, Germany at the G20. And we're already getting indications that members of Trump's administration are already trying to poison that well. They're trying to convince Donald Trump that Putin is evil incarnate before they even have a chance to meet. Because they're scared Trump might actually decide he likes the guy. He was certainly talking like that last year during the campaign. And so they're trying to basically make sure that Trump is going to go in there just absolutely hating Vladimir Putin and not willing to listen to anything he has to say. And again, they're just pushing this war agenda forward. Now, let's talk about the corporate media. As you know, CNN had a major whoopsie lately where they put out this story claiming that an ally of Donald Trump was connected to this Russian bank. And as it turned out, the story was completely bogus. CNN had to take it off their site. They had to officially, formally retract it. It's another blow against their credibility. And apparently three CNN employees have now resigned over this story. And or they were asked to resign. And it is. CNN is manufacturing an alternate world that they hope you will believe in. And over at Project Veritas, they have scored again because they got CNN producer John Bonifield on a hidden camera admitting the whole Russia story against President Trump is a fantasy. It's nonsense. And they say they're pushing the story because most of their viewers are liberals. They want to see Donald Trump go down in flames. And so they're tuning in to CNN to get their little fantasies fed that Trump is going to come down and Trump is going to come down. And it's a ratings grab by CNN CEO Jeff Zucker. And if all he's interested in the ratings, I mean, start emulating the Daily Mail. You know, have the stories about beautiful girls' wardrobe failures with videos if you want to improve CNN's ratings, because you're not going to get them up there pandering to the liberals, because eventually even the liberals are going to realize there's no news in CNN. It's all fairy tales, wishful thinking here. And despite the Project Veritas video and despite the embarrassment over story that had to be retracted, Jeff Zucker is out there saying viewers trust CNN more than ever. Boy, talk about a whopper. Whew. It's just amazing how arrogant they are over in the corporate media. And, of course, Donald Trump has responded to the retraction of this story by saying, let's look at the other phony stories they do. And CNN may be going through a management shakeup because they really screwed this up. They really messed it up. It's one thing to lie to the public and people think, I think it may be a lie. But it's quite another to go out there with a totally fantastic story and you have to take it back and everybody's watching while you do it. And Trump has a point here. It's time to look at all the fake stories coming out of that corporate media. I love this headline. This is over 12160.info. CNN credibility collapses under the weight of the fake news scandal. I didn't know they had any credibility left, but apparently whatever they had is pretty much gone. So, meanwhile, over at NBC, Megyn Kelly is trying to put on a brave face in her public appearances, that everything is all hunky-dory with her show, even though her show has hit a new season low of just 3.4 million viewers. I think people just got tired of listening to her. You know, good looks only get you so far when you're supposed to be a news person. And apparently there's yet another scandal over there, because apparently Megyn Kelly had one of the Sandy Hook fathers a quote, and he came on out with this a heartthrob story about the death of his child. I'm not going to go into the details, except that what he said on air directly contradicts the official story of Sandy Hook, which we know is a fantasy anyway, but Megyn Kelly failed to fact check it. So this Sandy Hook father is out there with a completely different rendition of his experience than what's in the official story. And that right there strikes at the credibility not just of Megyn Kelly and NBC, but of that official story of Sandy Hook. Now, Benjamin Wittes, he's over at the Brookings Institution, and he was out there on Twitter to claim that there was going to be another bombshell story regarding Donald Trump and colluding with the Russians and blah, 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 blah. And, of course, it hasn't happened. There hasn't been any bombshell. So he's out there now on Twitter trying to explain why it didn't arrive. Well, it's going to be delayed, and the ink isn't dry on the forged documents or whatever his excuse is this week here. Now then, we talked about this a little bit before, but apparently somebody did a study, and they discovered back in the 2008 election, there were 5.7 million non-citizens who voted. Huge, huge block. They've now gone in looking more and more at those votes and realized they were all pretty much for the Democratic candidate, Barack Obama. And if you look at the narrow margin by which he won, it looks like Obama cheated his way to the Oval Office the way Hillary Clinton was going to do. We need an honest, verifiable, unriggable election system in this country, or we're never going to regain control. Meanwhile, apparently Andrew Spiles has actually gone to jail for 100 days for faking voter registration cards for Hillary Clinton. Now, do you remember the Clinton Foundation? How could we forget? Huge amounts of money pouring in there. Lots of favors going on out. And now, of course, the Clinton Foundation is fading into history, along, hopefully, with Hillary Clinton, whose post-election numbers continue to go down, which is breaking the normal practice. After an election, the losers' approval ratings tend to go back up, not in this case. Apparently, a lot of the people who were donating to the Clinton Foundation are now flocking to the McCain Institute over at the University of Arizona. Now, these people who were donating to the Clinton Foundation did so in the expectation of getting something in return. Access to certain people, favors, help getting the Uranium One deal. And so we have to wonder what's going on over at the McCain Institute. It looks like it's basically just taken over where Hillary Clinton left off. So, more corruption. It does seem to be endless here. Now then, turning to the streets of America, as you know, Antifa is out there trying to cause so much trouble. And apparently, according to this story over at shtfplan.com, they were at a pro-Trump free speech rally, and apparently they were throwing feces and urine into the crowd. Real class act. Real class act. And, of course, the police came on in and started arresting them. For some reason, the ACLU was out there with this idea that throwing feces and urine is a form of free speech. And no, it isn't. The First Amendment makes a point of saying that we have a right to peacefully assemble and petition the government for redress of our grievances. Free speech ends when violence begins. And that is pretty much a hard and fast rule. And apparently on July 1st, this weekend, Antifa are planning to desecrate graves at the Gettysburg National Battlefield, and they're going to burn Confederate flags. And look, if you want to buy a flag and you want to burn it, that's fine. But you really ought to leave the national monuments alone. I don't know what these people think they're going to accomplish with this behavior. They're certainly not winning popular support with these kind of antics. Nobody ever really does. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And hello, hi, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, as you know, there's some investigations going on of Hillary, Loretta Lynch, and Bernie Sanders. And the Bernie Sanders investigation apparently centers around his wife's college that she was running in Vermont, and it's now gone bankrupt. And some issues are coming on up that are probably not going to look very good to the voters when Bernie is up for re-election next year. Apparently, Bernie Sanders' daughter got paid $500,000 to teach woodworking at that college. That's a pretty good salary. I've worked in teaching before. That's way, way above what teachers normally get. So, good old Bernie. All righty. Apparently, down in Brazil, President Temer is now officially charged with corruption. And I think we'd probably save a lot of time if we just keep a list of the politicians who are not corrupt. In fact, I think we could probably fit that on a post-it note. Now, Russia's foreign minister, getting back to the situation in Syria, Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, is out there saying the U.S.-led coalition must stop this very dangerous game of sparing al-Nusra in Syria. And he's treading very, very lightly because the reality is the United States has been protecting al-Nusra. And again, for all the talk about the war on terror and the terrorists are bad and ISIS is bad and al-Qaeda is bad, we're now coming to understand the United States created these groups. They created them to use as proxies to destabilize the Middle East and make it vulnerable to outside intervention, or at least justify a U.S. intervention. Oh, we have to come into your country. You've got ISIS all over the place. There's ISIS in Syria. There's ISIS in Iraq. There's ISIS down in the Philippines now. That's the new game. And Lavrov went on to say that there is new evidence that has emerged in the last few days indicating the U.S.-led international forces continue to, quote, take the heat off, end quote, the former al-Qaeda offshoot. Yeah, that's exactly what they're doing. Now, getting over to Qatar, a lot of things going there. Bahrain is now blaming Qatar for the military tensions of the Persian Gulf crisis. They're all just hopping on board this situation, even though Saudi Arabia made the first move. And supposedly Saudi Arabia was responding to a story in a Qatari website, news website, which turned out to be a hack job anyway. Somebody got in, put up this bogus story. Saudi Arabia says, oh, my, we're off and running. So again, it's a war, it's tension created out of nothingness. And the area is turning into a major flashpoint. And this thing could turn into a regional war, could spin out of control. The Saudis are continuing to demand that Turkey pull their troops out of Qatar. And Erdogan says, no, no way. We're keeping our troops there in Qatar. Now, you need to understand that Iran is siding with Qatar, and Turkey, surprisingly, this surprised everybody, Turkey is siding with Qatar. And so if the rest of these Middle Eastern nations go after Qatar, it's not just going to be the one nation. They're going to be facing at least three, possibly even more. Now then, Senator Corker, Bob Corker, is saying that at this point, there should be no more arms sales to the Middle East until this Qatar crisis is over. And he's basically implying that Donald Trump's massive sale of weapons to Saudi Arabia emboldened them to start throwing their weight around the region, along, of course, with the new King Salman, who appears to be another regional U.S. Puppet. And I agree with Corker. And of course, I'm sure he's already getting phone calls from his donors who work in the military-industrial complex saying, come on, what do you think we gin up these problems for? It's to sell bullets and bombs and bandages. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
NutriMedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And before you get back to the war zones here, apparently James O'Keefe's video, Project Veritas, where they have this CNN producer on this hidden camera admitting the Russia story is fiction. And apparently it is now trending on YouTube. I imagine YouTube is going to slap it down. It's all over Twitter. So in your copious amounts of free time, please grab that video, post it to your social media, send it to everybody you know. We need to get this out. This is a broadside against the lying corporate media. We need to take advantage of it. Now, getting back to the war zones, Yemen isn't providing details. But apparently they targeted a Saudi warship off the Mukha coast. And apparently the warship was carrying out hostile acts in the territorial waters of Yemen. And it was targeted with what is described as an appropriate weapon. And they're not elaborating on that, but the shooting is continuing to go on over there. Now, as you know, they just went through a change of leadership over in Saudi Arabia. And Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman is now heir to the throne and de facto ruler of the country because dad's 81 and not doing all that well. So he's running the place right now. But apparently, some of the Saudi tribes are saying they're not going to play. They're not going to swear allegiance to the crown prince. And apparently, this story was actually being carried on Saudi TV, and Mohammed bin Salman ordered the channel shut down for daring to mention that not everybody in Saudi Arabia is happy with his accession to the throne here. Netanyahu is out there warning Iran over Syria involvement after the Golan exchange. So Netanyahu is talking tough with Iran while Israel tries to steal the Golan Heights for itself, which only makes sense to Netanyahu, I think, at this particular point. Israel is also saying that Israel's shelling of the Golan is actually going to flash back because it will embolden the terrorists to shoot into Israel in the hope that Israel will then shell the Syrian forces, which probably is going to happen. But again, every time there's supposedly a shell or a rocket into Israel, inevitably it hits an empty dirt lot. No damage, nobody's hurt. And again, Israel is now bombing the Gaza Strip. Let's see, they target positions belonging to the Azzedine al-Qassam Brigades, the military wing of Hamas, and apparently strikes against positions in Khan Yunis and Rafah. So they're out there just bombing Gaza again. They didn't even bother with a rocket here. Actually, Hamas is accusing Israel of fabricating the claims of rocket attacks to justify the airstrikes in Gaza. Because inevitably, nobody can find the rockets. They never hit a target. They never hurt anybody in Israel. So, yeah, we know this is what they're doing. Okay. Up in the European Union, boy, thank goodness for the United States Supreme Court coming on out and ruling unanimously there is no such thing as a hate speech qualifier on the First Amendment, because Israel is still going around the world trying to get this put in, that hate speech can be banned regardless of the freedom of speech laws of whatever country it is. If it's declared hate speech, it can be banned. And by default, any criticism of Israel's government is hate speech. Because if it was anybody else that was stealing other people's land and behaving that way, nobody would really care. That's what Israel is saying. And again, trying to defend Israel's actions by saying you just hate the Israeli people, that's like trying to defend the actions of the Nazis by saying you just hate the Germans. Doesn't really work out. So during a visit to the Israeli Foreign Ministry in Jerusalem, European Union Justice Commissioner Vera Jourova is basically saying there are now efforts in the EU to help Israel suppress criticism. And basically, in the EU, criticism of Israel is now illegal, along with questioning the historical authenticity of certain aspects of the history of World War II. And as if the world wasn't steeped in enough blood already, apparently Chinese troops have entered Indian territory in the state of Sikkim and destroyed two Indian bunkers. Chinese troops are also engaged in a fight with Indian troops who are guarding the border at the location. This is considered a major scuffle. The whole world seems to want to go to war. I know I don't. Pretty sure Claire doesn't. And I'm pretty sure none of you want to. Because with the next big bang, they're going to bring back the draft. They can't get enough cannon fodder under the current system. They've already relaxed the rules. There used to be very strict requirements for military enlistment. They've been backing off all of those things. If you've got a pulse and you know which end of the gun to point at the bad guy, you're in. Meanwhile, the U.S. has deployed 10 long-range air-to-ground missiles in South Korea. And apparently these are joint air-to-surface standoff missiles, and they've been deployed around 180 kilometers south of Seoul, and they're planning a live-fire exercise in the event of a sixth North Korean nuclear test. By golly, that'll show them. All right, so how much is all of this costing? Well, as it turns out, it is a lot. The House Armed Services Committee has just unveiled an almost $700 billion military spending bill. And they've been out there saying, we need to spend more money, we need to spend more money. Actually, you just need to spend it a little more wisely. Stay away from those boondoggle projects. Actually get somebody in there who's going to get value for money. That's how Harry Truman became popular in the years leading up to World War II. When everybody knew there was a war coming, Harry Truman basically went on out and said, these military contractors are taking all this money. They're not delivering what they're supposed to. And it was time to stop that. And we know there's huge amounts of waste in the military. Grossly inefficient. And then there is that small matter of a few trillion dollars that has simply gone missing from the Pentagon. Let's find where that money went and bring it back and take this $700 billion and turn it over to our infrastructure. Now, unfortunately, there is a provision in this new military bill that the United States is going to walk out of the Intermediate Nuclear Forces Treaty. This treaty goes back to 1987. Yesterday we ran the story where Russia said this is a provocation. Now, the U.S. is claiming that one of the new Russian missiles violates the treaty. Russia is saying no. And at this point, especially considering that whopper they laid on us earlier today about Syria's Assad getting ready to gas his own people again, I'm tending to go with Russia's view of this. But they're going to suspend the treaty, and this $700 billion budget includes funding for the United States to start building intermediate-range missiles, the ones banned by the treaty. Okay, we're going to take a phone call. Mark in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, how you doing, Mike? You know, I just called my congressman here in North Carolina, I didn't talk to him. I talked to some intern, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I told her, I said, look, please pass this message. We don't want war. We have enough war. I was in the military already. I saw allegiance to this country, but not to this kind of crap. I said, we need to stop. We need to get out of it. We need to get out of the Middle East. We need to bring our troops home. And that also includes getting out of Afghanistan. And I told her, I said, nobody believes this nonsense about Assad. I told her that Assad is actually protecting his people, including Christians in his country. And I told her Russia is not a communist country anymore either, in case you don't know. She didn't even know that. So did you know that Russia is one of the most Christian countries in the world today? She didn't know. I told her, do you know what nuclear war would mean? Not really. You know, I'm wondering. I think that I explained to her what one nuclear bomb would do. And I said, you wanted to talk about global warming. Well, you'd have at the point of impact, and probably ranging for about 5 to 10 miles, you'd have probably about 10,000 degrees above Fahrenheit. And that might even be a low amount. I'm not even sure exactly what it would be. And I said, kind of destruction. I said, it would probably be the end of the world as we know it. Okay, that's how serious this is. Oh, but I says, now, I hope, you know, I just hope you pass on this message to the congressman. By the way, the congressman is Meadows.
Yeah.
So he's even, there's a possibility he's up. He's a good congressman, basically. He's a member of the Freedom Caucus. I think he's the head of the Freedom Caucus.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, this got to stop. He said, look, I could call you about the health care bill, but the fact of the matter is, if we're going to get into a war with Russia, there's no need about a health care bill, because I said this, each of us have about 7,000 nuclear weapons and the means for delivery. So, you know, we could try to work out health care. And then I told her another thing, too. I says, you know what we could do, though, as far as health care goes? If we cut that, we're spending over $600 billion on military budget. Now, if we cut that in half, we could have the most awesome healthcare system in the world, even if it would mean single payer, because it would be what would be paid for, and everybody would get proper care. We did that, and maybe cut out a few other federal departments, or you know, made them a little smaller or something. I'd cut out the CIA and the FBI too. It was up to me, and the Department of Education. But anyway, but I didn't tell her that. I said, cut that military budget in half and see what we'd have. And we still have enough bombs to blow up the rest of the world a few times over.
Yes.
So the fact, so, you know, but this airhead doesn't even understand. And then she tells me she's going to law school. She's going to law school. She's sitting there in Washington, D.C. as an intern. I'm not going to tell her. I'm not going to say her name. I'll be nice about that, okay? She's sitting there in Washington, D.C. as an intern. She doesn't even understand the implications of a nuclear war. She doesn't understand that Russia's not, you know, that Russia today is a democratic, actually Christian nation with a lot of values that I didn't tell her that they actually pay people to have children there rather than go and try to kill them, you know? I didn't tell her that. I had only so much time. But I said, they're a decent nation. They simply want peace. They don't want these terrorists right at their border. There's a few thousand Russians that they supposedly have joined ISIS, and they're very worried that they're going to come back into Russia. And they have very reason to be concerned. And I said, we got to stop this. I said, you got to get the message out. I said, I don't care what they say in the mainstream media. Nobody listens to that anyway. Just most of your information, I told you, get it on YouTube, get it on the net, get it. There's all kinds of information out there about the truth. But, you know, I just don't understand. I just don't understand what these people think. They're actually lying to us. Can you imagine? I just heard, on my way home from the gym, I heard on the fake news network, that's Fox News Network. I call it CNN, the crap news network.
Okay.
But anyway, on a fake news network, they were saying, like, this is fact about Syria's preparing from another new, what is it, the chemical weapon attack.
Yeah.
As if it was fact. And you got that other airhead there, Nikki Haley, who's warning, you know, giving all kinds of warnings.
To Russia and Iran. Yeah.
Yeah, to Russia and Iran. I'm thinking with Trump. I said, there's either a number of things. Either he's plain dumb. He's not anything that we thought we had. He's not only dumb, but he's weak. He can't handle these deep state types, and they've got him basically almost a prisoner. Either that, or he was lying to us outright when he ran. I don't know what to believe. Well, maybe it's a combination of both.
I think it's a combination of both there, but certainly his continuance of the neocon war policy is very alarming. So many of the things Trump was trying to do, we don't hear about them. The Vaccine Safety Commission, we're not hearing about that. There was going to be this big investigation into the pedophilia crisis in our nation. There have been a few arrests, and then that went away. And, of course, Hillary Clinton and her cronies are still walking around free today. And so, overall, I would say that I'm very disappointed in Donald Trump. Yes, he's going to clean up the immigration issue, but that's just one area where he's going along with that. Maybe just somebody said, you don't want to be the president when we lose a war, so we got to go all in, and he fell for it. But if we continue on this pathway, and I understand the thinking in Washington, D.C., if they don't get a world war, the economy and the government will collapse. But if they keep going on this path, we're going to wind up at war with Russia, and we're probably going to lose it.
Well, I don't think we'll lose it. I don't think anybody's going to win a war like that if it goes nuclear, and it's very likely to go nuclear one way or the other. We've
yes.
never on the losing side to start chucking the nukes. And I told that woman, I said, look, at the very least, we get bogged down in some war in the Middle East again, forget about Trump getting reelected, and forget about even Congressman Meadows getting reelected, because I'm not going to, I certainly wouldn't vote for him, get us bogged down. I'll vote the third party, or just won't vote. And I said, if you get it, and at the worst-case scenario, there won't be another election. As a matter of fact, there's not even going to be an election in 2018 because there won't be a planet left to hold an election on.
Mm-hmm.
That's what people don't seem to understand. Don't people understand the power of these nuclear weapons? Do people not understand what 7,000 nuclear weapons and the means to deliver them what it actually means, what kind of destruction it can do. Are people that dumbed down?
For our generation, it's an abstraction. We've seen nuclear bombs on TV screens and movie film. It's an abstraction here. I think one of the most powerful tools that are out there is this website called nukemap.com, where you can put in your location and then run a simulation of some of the world's standard nuclear weapons at a nearby target and see how you're going to do. And the standard Russian nuclear weapon, if it was dropped on Pearl Harbor, is going to pretty much wipe out the entire south side of the island because the Chinese missiles are not as accurate. They go for a bigger nuke. Just one of those is going to melt the entire island of Oahu into green glass. And that is how scary these things are. But for too many people, it is an abstraction. But we're all worried here in Hawaii. People who are...
And now you're telling me about the thing with China and India. That could be...
Because they're both nuclear powers as well. Yeah, I'll hold you over.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting in a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're still talking with Mark in North Carolina. And what did you want to add? Mark, are you there?
I'm right here.
Okay.
I just want to add that people need to call their congressman. And also, like I just did earlier, senators, whoever they can get a hold of, and let them know the same thing. We don't want any war. It's maybe that's the last hope to stop it. Let them know that it's not going to be productive for them, and that if it's going to be just a war, I say just, but it's bad enough, another bogged down type of war like in Iraq or Afghanistan, that should cost them their seats.
And I agree. I agree. And when people call, when people call their Congress critters, you need to add in there that you are just not believing this latest bovine excrement from the White House about Assad getting ready to gas his people. Yeah, we need to disabuse them of the We need to disabuse the government of the notion that we are a bunch of lemmings and sheep that are still buying all this stuff. Now, obviously, this intern law student you spoke to at your Congress critter's office is probably still buying what she gets off the TV screens. Hillary was out there screaming, we have to resist, we have to resist. Well, she's right. She just had the wrong target. We have to resist this push forward into war because we're going to lose this one, people, and it's going to be an ugly situation.
There's one thing else I'd like to tell people listening, okay? I try to tell other people also. Call some of these neocon, and that's what they really are, talk shows. And most of them, most talk shows on the AM and FM radio, that's what they are. Call them and tell and pretend you're somebody else. No, you don't have to give your real name. But more important, you don't even have to give the right message. Give the call screen or something that you know the neocon wants to hear. And then come in and tell them the truth. Tell them what you really want to say. Because that works, too. Because other people listen. They may not like it, but other people listen. And also, piss them off something awful when I do that. I did it at the Breitbart the other day. And, man, they were not three happy campers. So, you know. You could, and I did it to David Webb also. They also, he's another talk show on Sirius XM. So, you know, people need to do that also. Make it clear. We're not buying your crap. We don't want war. We don't believe in mainstream media. We don't believe mainstream talk either. Myself, I'm not a conservative or a liberal. I'm not a Democrat or a Republican. I like to consider myself kind of a patriot, you know, a patriot, but not a patriot who just waves a flag and thinks everything's fine and dandy. No, a real patriot questions his country. He speaks out when he sees things are wrong. That's a patriot. A founding father was a patriot. George Washington was a patriot. And by the way, I also quoted George Washington to her, too, when he said, avoid foreign entanglements. I said, that means, I told her, we need to get out of NATO, we need to get out of all this stuff, and we need to get out, for Pete's sake, let's get out of Afghanistan already. You don't want to send another 5,000-6,000 people, more troops in Afghanistan. I mean, it's crazy. People
are insane. It keeps the heroin flowing to the American drug lords, who I'm sure are very generous campaign supporters.
Yeah, I guess they'll be really happy.
All right, well, Mark, I got to let you go. I've let you yak for a while. We got to take a break for station identification, and we'll be back with hour number two. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443.
Let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.